The kids on my debate team were toting big smiles and an even bigger medal trophy as we approached security at LAX. The trophy, the state champion trophy, that is, made it through security just fine. One 16-year-old debater did not. The student, an all-rounder who takes five AP classes, usually gets stopped at security. Why? Along with his surfer t-shirt, he wears something most teenagers do not, a turban. His Sikh religion mandates he wear it, and airport agents single him out. At LAX, I watched as he was taken to the bullpen and subjected to the lengthy, humiliating process of being pawed at and interrogated. Through the plexiglass, I tried to make eye contact to reassure him. I saw a resolute but self-conscious kid looking back at me. Earlier, he had whipped out his ID for the screener, saying, "It's a small price to pay for freedom." But the look in his eyes now told me that perhaps it wasn't such a small price, particularly since he is constantly paying it. To lift his spirits, I grabbed my camera, saying, "Smile." Three TSA agents thereupon demanded my camera. When I refused, they snatched it and ordered the photos deleted. Outraged and shaking, I watched them erase his grin. Today, I'm still stunned. What recourse do we have when trying to protect ourselves against governmental abuses in this turbulent era? TSA's role is to make our airports actually safer, not to make us just feel safer by profiling those who look different. I believe strongly in the ideals for which our country stands and was horrified to witness this scene. I felt separate from my government and helpless in the situation. I coach debate because I believe that our future depends on our ability to accommodate all our different religions and ideas. Today, we need to understand one another, to resist the narrative of fear when we encounter difference. Although nothing can erase the thrill of winning the state championship, I want my young debater's smile back. With a perspective, I'm Jenny Savage.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.